The son of Arab Empire, Gimel Mishnah, Rabbi Huda, Rosh Hashanah, Shohei, Yari, Shemet, Tisab. Rabbi Huda said, somebody who lives in Eretz Yisrael and was afraid that Rosh Hashanah might come out to being 2 days. And even in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes Rosh Hashanah is 2 days. And Rosh Hashanah sometimes comes down on the 30th day of Elul. Sometimes it comes down on the 31st. It depends when the Edom come to Beis Din and testify that they saw the new moon. If the Edom come to Beis Din on the 30th day and say that they saw the new moon, then Rosh Hashanah would be the 30th day of Elul. However, if the Edom did not testify in Beis Din on the 30th day, they only come on the 31st day, then Rosh Hashanah would come out on the 31st day. However, in that case, Rosh Hashanah would end up being 2 days. And the night of the 30th day of Elul, you have to start keeping Rosh Hashanah. And maybe the Edom will come the next day, and that day will be Rosh Hashanah. And if the Edom don't end up coming on the 30th day, so you have to keep the 31st day as Rosh Hashanah as well. Now, somebody who has to walk 4,000 amos in one direction of the city on the 30th day of Elul, and 4,000 amos to the other direction of the city on the 31st day of Elul, he should do the following. Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvein Ba'imah. He should put down two separate Eruvein before Rosh Hashanah. One Erev he should put down to the east, and one Erev he should put down to the west, and he should say the following, Eruvi Berishon Lemizrach, Uvisheni Lamar. On the first day, which is the 30th day of Elul, the Erev that I put down to the east should go into effect. And for the second day, which is the 31st day of Elul, the Erev I put down to the west should be the one that goes into effect, while the Erev to the east should not go into effect. Berishon Lamar, Uvisheni Lemizrach. Or he can say vice versa. He could say that the first day, the Erev to the west should be the one that goes into effect, while for the second day, the Erev to the east should be the one that goes into effect. Eruvi Berishon Uvesheni Kibnei Iri. Or if you only have to travel 4,000 amos on the first day, the 30th day of Elul. However, on the 31st day of Elul, he doesn't need to travel at all. He could say that the Erev should go into effect for the first day, while for the second day, the Erev should not go into effect at all. Instead, he should have the same din as all the townspeople, that he should be able to travel 2,000 amos in both directions. And if the Arab would go into effect for the 31st day, he would only be able to travel in the direction of the Arab. He would not be able to travel in the other direction. Eruvi b'sheni uberishon k'bnei iri. Or he can say that the Arab should go into effect for the second day, for the 31st day of Elul, while the Arab should not go into effect for the first day, and on the first day he should have the same day as all the townspeople. He would be allowed to travel 2,000 amos in both directions. As according to the Chacham, even if Rosh Hashanah ends up being 2 days, it's considered state kedusha, two separate kedushas. And therefore, you can separate the 2 days by making an Erev in one direction for the first day and making an Erev in the other direction for the second day. And the Chachamim did not agree with Rabbi Huda. Chachamim argued with Rabbi Huda. According to the Chachamim, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Kedusha Achas, one block of Kedusha. And we cannot separate the 2 days by making an Erev in one direction for the 30th day of Elul and making an Erev in the other direction for the 31st day of Elul. If you want to make an Erev, you have to make an Erev in the same direction for both days. Now, even though it's only misafik, that which we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. In other words, that which we start keeping Rosh Hashanah for nightfall the 30th day is only misafik that maybe the Edom will come the next day and testify in Beis Din that they saw the new moon. And if the Edom don't end up testifying in Beis Din, it turns out that we didn't really have to keep the 30th day of Rosh Hashanah. Instead, we should have kept the 31st day. Even so, the Chacham holds that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Kedusha Achas. And the reason for that is because the Chacham decrees that if the Edom do not show up in Beis Din by Menchatah of the 30th day of Elul, we would no longer accept the testimony of the Edom for that day. Instead, we would push off Rosh Hashanah till the next day. And even so, the Chacham says that we have to continue keeping the 30th day of Elul. We cannot do any malacha for the remainder of the day and for the following day. And even though now that the Edom did not show up in Beis Din by Mincha time of the 30th day, so it's obvious that the 30th day of Elul is not Rosh Hashanah. Even so, the Chacham says, since we have kept Rosh Hashanah for nightfall the 30th day, and we thought maybe the Edom will come, even though now that the Edom did not come by Mincha time, Rosh Hashanah is pushed off till the next day, we have to keep the rest of the day as if it was Rosh Hashanah. So since the Chacham decreed that even if the Edom did not show up, we have to keep the rest of the day, so the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered Kedusha Achas, and you can't separate the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah by making an Erev in one direction for one day and an Erev in the other direction for the other day. However, the Chacham would agree with Rabbi Yehuda with regard to the 2 days of Yontif that are kept outside of Eretz Yisrael. As in Eretz Yisrael, we keep only 1 day of Yontif. Since in Eretz Yisrael, we already know which day was Rosh Chodesh. We found out in Eretz Yisrael already which day Beis Din made into Rosh Chodesh. So we know which day is Yontif, so we only have to keep 1 day. However, in Chutz La'aretz, they still haven't found out which day was Rosh Chodesh. So they don't know which day is Yontif, so they have to keep 2 days of Yontif May Sabbath. And since that which they keep 2 days of Yantab outside of Eretz Yisrael is Misafek, so the 2 days of Yantab are considered state Kedushos, two separate Kedushos. And you can make an Erev in one direction for one day and an Erev in the other direction for the other day. And since it's only a Safek, you can separate the 2 days of Yantab as opposed to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that are kept even in Eretz Yisrael. It is not regarded as a Safek according to the Chachamim, since even if the Erev did not show up by Mincha time on the 30th day, we still have to keep the rest of the day for Kedusha. So the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one Kedusha, and you can't separate those 2 days according to the Chacham. And Rabbi Huda said in addition to what he said in the previous mission, as Rabbi Huda said in the previous mission, that a person can make two separate Eruvin for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. He can make an Erev in one direction for the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and an Erev in the opposite direction for the second day of Rosh Hashanah. As according to Rabbi Huda, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered state kedushas. And that which would keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is only misafek. We have to start keeping Rosh Hashanah on the night of the 30th day of Elul, misafek, that maybe the Edom will come the next day to Bezin to testify that they saw the new moon. However, if the Edom do not testify on the 30th day of Elul, it turns out that the 30th day of Elul is not Rosh Hashanah at all. Instead, the 31st day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah. So that which we keep today is only Misafek, and since it's only a Safek, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered two Kedushas. And since we keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah Misafek, the following halakhas would also apply. Masna Adam al Kalkala beyond the Rishon, Lo'ochla B'Shen. Somebody who has a basket of produce on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, on the 30th day of Elul, and they have not yet separated the Trumas HaMaisis from the produce. However, you're not allowed to separate Trumas HaMaisis on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What can he do to allow him to eat from the produce at least by the 31st day of Elul? So what he can do with the following according to Rabbi Yehuda. He can separate the Trumas HaMaisis from the produce on the 30th day of Elul. And he would say the following. If today turns out to be Rosh Hashanah, the Trumas HaMaisis that I'm taking off should not be valid. And since it's Rosh Hashanah, it's not allowed to take off the Trumas HaMaisis. However, if it turns out that the Edom did not testify in Bezin on the 30th day of Elul, so it turns out that the 30th day of Elul is not Rosh Hashanah at all, then the Trumas HaMaisis that I took off should be valid. And that would allow him to eat the produce by the 31st day. As if it turns out that the 30th day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah. So the Trumas HaMaisis that he separated is not Trumas HaMaisis at all. However, by the 31st day of Elul, he would be allowed to eat from the produce by taking off Trumas HaMaisis on that day, since it would turn out that the 31st day of Elul is not Rosh Hashanah at all. Instead, it's already the second day of Tishrei. And if it turns out that the Edom did not show up in Bezin on the 30th day of Elul, so it turned out that the 30th day of Elul is not Rosh Hashanah, then he would be allowed to eat from the produce by the second day of Rosh Hashanah, as he separated the Trumas HaMaisis already from the previous day. As he made it tonight when he separated the Trumas HaMaisis, then he said that if it turned out the 30th day of Elul is not Rosh Hashanah, then the Trumas HaMaisis should be valid. So now he has taken out Trumas HaMaisis from the produce, and that would allow him to eat from the produce by the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The same basis in all the Barishon. And so too, Rabbi Yehuda would hold that an egg that is hatched on the first day of Rosh Hashanah could be eaten by the second day of Rosh Hashanah. As the halacha is that an egg that is hatched on Shabbos and Yom Tov is forbidden to be eaten on that day. You have to wait till after Shabbos and Yom Tov to eat the egg. However, an egg that is hatched on the first day of Rosh Hashanah could be eaten on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mimanasach. That if the first day of Rosh Hashanah turned out not to be Rosh Hashanah at all, that the Edom did not show up in Bezin to testify on the 30th day of Elul. So then the egg would have been hatched before Rosh Hashanah. So he would be allowed to eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which is a real Rosh Hashanah. And if it turns out that the Edom did testify in Bezin on the 30th day of Elul, so it comes out that the 30th day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah. So then the 31st day of Elul, which is already really the second day of Tishrei, now that the Edom had testified in Bezin on the previous day, he'd be allowed to eat the egg on that day, as that day is no longer Rosh Hashanah. So Mimashach, an egg that is hatched on the first day of Rosh Hashanah could be eaten by the second day of Rosh Hashanah, according to Rabbi Huda. And since according to Rabbi Huda, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are state kedusha, they're two separate days, we're only keeping 2 days misafek. So an egg that is hatched on the first day, Mimashach, could be eaten by the second day. As if the first day is Rosh Hashanah, the second day is not Rosh Hashanah. And if it turns out that the first day is not Rosh Hashanah, so the egg was hatched prior to Rosh Hashanah, so it would be mutter to eat the egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, as only an egg that is hatched on Shabbat and Yom Tov itself is forbidden to be eaten on Shabbat and Yom Tov. However, if the egg is hatched before Shabbat and Yom Tov, then you would be allowed to eat the egg on Shabbat and Yom Tov. And since it turned out that the 30th day of Elul is not Rosh Hashanah, so the egg was hatched before Rosh Hashanah, so you would be allowed to eat the egg on the second day, which is a real Rosh Hashanah, The Chachamim did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda in either of these two cases. As according to the Chachamim, that which we keep today, the Rosh Hashanah, is not only Mesub, as we said in the previous mission, that if the Edom did not testify in Bezin on the 30th day of El, by Mincha time, we would not accept Edom anymore on that day. And even so, we still have to keep the rest of the day as if it was Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, sometimes we keep both days of Rosh Hashanah, not Mesub, but because of the Takana of the Rabbanah. And since we're keeping 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, because it's the Kana of the Rabbana, we look at the 2 days as Kedusha Asa. So therefore, in the first case, where you have a basket of produce that the Trumas and Mises were not taken from it, you can't take off the Trumas and Mises at all on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And you can't make a condition and say that if today turns out not to be Rosh Hashanah, that the Trumas and Mises should be valid. As Edom to Edom do not testify on the 30th day of Elul, we still look at the 30th day of Elul as Rosh Hashanah. So you can't take off Trumas and Mises at all. And so too in the second scenario, where an egg is hatched on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you cannot eat that egg on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And even if it turns out that the Edom did not testify on the 30th day, we still look at the 30th day as if it was Rosh Hashanah. So the egg was hatched on Rosh Hashanah itself, so you cannot eat that egg even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, according to Chacham, are Kedusha Achad, is one solid Kedusha. So therefore, an egg that is hatched on the first day cannot be eaten on the second day as well. And so too, if you have a basket of produce that the Trumas and Mises were not taken from it, you can't take off the Trumas and Mises at all, not on the 30th day of Elul, neither on the 31st. You would have to wait until after Rosh Hashanah to separate the Trumas and Mises, according to the Chacham.